The Rosh quotes the position of his Rebbe of the Baram of Rutenberg, that Malakit Hatzamis Krovo, that is us to eat Basaviyayim, till the second Kruva. However, he himself is Choylik on that, and he holds that Malakit Hatzamis is not us and Basaviyayim at all, but rather that the Avelis is Chal right away at the time of the Likat Hatzamis, even though, even before the second Kruva. And the Stimus HaLoshon of the Brayson in Moed Kotten and Davches, HaMalakit Atzmos Oviv V'imo HaVezem Is Abel Aleim Kol HaYom Kulo, is mashma that Avela starts immediately after Likat Hatzamis. So in terms of this machlokes between the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rosh, it would seem that the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rosh have a dual machlokes. One machlokes is where the Malakit Atzamis is also like an Anis in Bos of Yain before the Kruva. And the second machlokes is if the Din Avelus is Chal even while he's still being Misasek with Likil Atzamis. Now, not an Osa, that, excuse me, that an Oinen in general is Osa with Bos of Yain, because that's Mesa Mutuv Lefonov. That, but however, if he wasn't Asukin Kvuas Meso, he would, of course, not be Asub Abasav Yayin. And so maybe the machlokes between the Maram and Rutan and the Rosh is this called the Gabi Kvuah, since the he already was Makain the Mitzvah's Kvuah the first time. Now he's doing Likat Tzatzamas. Is this still called Meso? Is this called Atzmos Oviv, Lagavi Hischiuv? Since there was once a Kfura. And the Rosh holds that since there was Kfura originally, he's no longer called Meso. And therefore, the Halacha of Aninus, the Isa Bos of Yayin, doesn't apply. And the Maharami Rutenberg holds that he's still called Meso, even after the first Kfura. So now, with the Likut Hatzamis, with the second Kfura, he still has a din of Aninus. And therefore, it's like Mesa Mutlefanov, and it'll be also in Basri Yayin, like the Dini Aninus. However, what's difficult is that the Mesech HaSofrim says in Perek Dal of Mesech HaSofrim, and the Ram Paskins like that in Perek Beis and Hilchos Ovel, that a Kohen is Metame LeKrovav is only till the time of Stimas HaGoyle. But after Stimas HaGoyle, he's no longer, after the food, he can't be Metame LeKrovav. So partially the reason is because after the food, it's no longer called Meso. However, according to Maharam Rutenberg, that he's still called Meso, even after the steam, even afterwards, with Likut Hatzamis, and that's why he's also Bos of Yayin, that the apparently the Maharami Rutenberg holds that a Kohen is not Metamel Meso after the Kfuah, after the Simas Hagola. It's not that after the Kfuah he's no longer called Meso, but only that after the Kfuah there's no matter for the Isa Tumah, Tumas Kohanim, because the matter is the Chovas Kfuah, and since it was Mekayimit with the Kfuah, so there's no Heter to Mimtam the Meso. As the Ram says in Perek Beis from Hilchos Avel also, that that there's no longer the reason it's Tumas Kfuah is Chuyah, it's because of the Chovas Kfuah. However, what still remains difficult is the opinion of the Ramah, according to what we've said, because the Ramah paskins in Simon Tov Gimel, he paskins like the Rosh, that there's no aninus by Malakit Hatzamis. So, pashtus we said, because that after Kfura, it's not, and for now to do another Kfura, because the Likat Hatzamis is no longer called Meso. But that's difficult, because in Shinayin Gimel, even though they we paskin that kohen is not metamel krovo after stimus hakolel, but if he has in mind to rebury the korov and the atzomus and so on, he can be metama till the second kruva, till the second stimus hakolel. So you see that it's still called meso the gabi tumas to be mata tumas. Tumas kroivim for the kohen, even after the steamer sekolim. So you see that the Ramah holds the reason there's no aninus by melaket tzamis is not because it's not called meso, because you see for it's mutter for a kohen even to metama, but rather it's because since the locha is that the avela starts immediately, as we saw from the Lashon, the Stimus, the Lashon of the Braisa, so Aninus and Avelus are tated sasri. And therefore, since he's chayiv to be noig Avelus immediately with Likat Atzomus, it's impossible to be chayiv at that time in the Lachas of Aninus, even though it is called Meso. And maybe that's what the Ramah says in his Lashon there. He says, V'ein Aninus b'Likat Atzomus rakchal olav Avelus miyad. In other words, since it's chal Avelus miyad, so there's no halach of aninus.